Someone said that you can open the Bible to anywhere and find Jesus there. We are in the little book of Haggai, this two-chapter book tucked away in the Old Testament, and it just thrills my soul today to see Jesus in Haggai chapter 2. We read the last time we studied the first 9 verses of this chapter, and I said to you that the great message was, don't miss Jesus. The people of God were building a house for the Lord, a temple, but they were pretty negative about it and pretty unbelieving about it. And they said, this temple is nothing like the former temple. This house is nothing like Solomon's temple. But remember, a greater than Solomon was coming. And the Lord Jesus would walk into this very temple in the New Testament and bring His glory into it. See, God had greater things planned that they didn't understand. And for the record, that was not only true of His first coming, but I want to remind you that the Lord Jesus is coming back again. Yes, He is. As a matter of fact, in Haggai chapter 2, there's reference even to His second coming and to His final coming. The Lord is not through. Let me read to you again today, Haggai chapter 2, verses 7, 8, and 9. Just listen with your heart for a moment. He says in verse 7, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Do you get it? It wasn't about the temple. It was about the God who was coming to the temple. It wasn't about a place, it was about a person. You see, in your life today, it's not about doing certain things. No, rather, it is about knowing God. Who is He? In verse 7, He is identified as the desire of all nations. Did you know that Jesus is what every nation is looking for? Now, they may not know it. They may not even be able to identify that, but really, what every nation is looking for is Jesus. Now, do you remember in verse number 9, He said He would give peace? What's the whole world crying out for today? We want peace. That's why the Antichrist is going to gain such traction someday, because he's going to come with a message of peace and safety, peace and safety. Friends, there'll be no peace till the Prince of Peace comes. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the desire of all nations. And then He's the fullness of God. The Bible says, "I will fill this house with glory." Well, who is Jesus? He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's the one who would come and reveal perfectly the glory of God. He says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." What's He saying? He's all you need. Jesus Christ Himself is the only one who can meet the deepest need of every man on this planet. At this very hour, governments are fighting, people are at war, there's conflict and division. Can I tell you that the only answer for all of that is the person of Jesus Christ? That's why the greatest message on earth is the message of the gospel. We must not miss the Lord Jesus and the fact that He alone can meet the deepest need of every heart. That's true for those who do not know the Lord. That's true for those of us who do know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. And so, really, Haggai chapter 2, the overwhelming message is to reveal God, to reveal who God is. Now, it's possible that we could miss what the Lord is doing today while we're thinking about what the Lord did yesterday. That's really the message of God to His people in Haggai chapter 2. It was G. Campbell Morgan that said, "It's impossible to unlock the present with the rusty key of the past." So, let's begin here today. We're talking about not missing the Lord. Number one, I want to say to you, don't miss the present by looking at the past. Now, did you notice how this chapter began? Haggai the prophet stands up, and what are his opening words? God says to Haggai in verse number 2, "Speak now." Did you get the present tense? In verse number 4, when Haggai begins to actually speak, he says, "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel." There's a present tense here. Don't get stuck in the past. Did you know it's possible to get stuck both in past victories and in past failures? But both of them will bog you down. You can't live under the burden of yesterday's sin. And you can't live on the blessing of yesterday's victories. No, you must have present tense grace for this day. Perhaps there's someone listening to me right now and you're stuck You're stuck at some great failure in your past, some great blot, some great failure, and the devil is now using it like a club, beating you over the head with it, and telling you you can't live a victorious Christian life today because of something that happened yesterday. Aren't you glad that the Bible declares in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Lord Jesus has made a way so we can be clean, we can be forgiven. Our sin can be cast into the sea of His forgetfulness. My granddad used to say, God puts up a no fishing sign. Stop pulling it back up. You can't live under those past failures. They are forgiven. They are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Get past your past and move on. But as surely as you can't live in those past failures, you can't live on past victories. No, you need today's grace. You need today's power. You need today's victory. The past victories are done. We may reminisce on them, remember them, review them, rejoice in them. Wonderful. But you can't live in them. You need the Lord this very day. In the context of Haggai chapter 2, let me say it this way. You can't live in Solomon's temple, and you can't live in Babylon. So you can't live in the victories that Solomon had. You need victory today. And you can't live in the defeat of your old Babylon. God's delivered you from that. You're back in the land. The Lord wants you to move forward. He's advancing. He wants you to advance with Him, which means you've got to begin to recognize God at work in the present tense. You see, our God is a present tense God. His name is not I was or I will be. His name is I am. Wherever you are today, the Lord is there and the Lord is at work. The psalmist declared that He is a very present help in time of trouble. So the Lord who has, will. He's ever present. And His mercies are new every morning. That's what we're reminded of in Scripture. Great is His faithfulness. You have fresh mercy today. The Lord's resources are perennially fresh for you. His word is not yesterday or tomorrow. His word is today. And the word of Haggai chapter 2, it is now. Don't miss your present by looking at your past. You can't drive forward looking in the rearview mirror all the time. No, you're going to crash. You're going to make a terrible mess of your life. God has something very special for you this very day. Would you pause right now and just pray to God? Breathe a prayer to God right now from your heart. Lord, don't let me miss this day. This morning, when I began this day, the Lord really impressed on my heart the urgency of one day. Sometimes you can live in regret over yesterday or live with hope for tomorrow, but today's the only day we have. One man said it this way, yesterday is as a canceled check. Tomorrow is like a promissory note, and today is legal tender. It is the only thing that is negotiable. And the only thing I'm sure of is I have this day. And on this day, I want the Lord to have every part of me, and I want to have every resource He has for my life. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't miss your present by looking at your past. Thank you.